My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank all of you for taking the time out of your morning to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition has never been more important than today because we have a lot more coming at us. We talk about it all the time. Sometimes we're the guilty party. What we're eating, what we're not eating, what we're doing, what we're not doing, the amount of sleep we're getting or not getting, our activity that we have or don't have. All of these things are factors, but they're all controllable factors that we personally can do to make our life better. Obviously, we're getting, you know, arrows, you know, fired at us from many different areas that we can't control. But for the things that we can control, we can make life a lot better, a lot healthier, maybe a lot more energetic, and maybe keep us from being sick as often as well. Every day here on the show, we talk about the relevant topics for your good health. I also bring you the best guest in the industry, the movers, the shakers, the formulators, the educators, the individuals that are working hard every day out in the trenches, out in the industry, to make sure that when we walk into a health food store like Stay Healthy, all the good stuff is on the shelf. And they are fighting every day for us to keep our rights to be able to do that and to be able to choose good health and be able to make those decisions about our individual health. And that is a really, really great thing. And I've been blessed to have the best guest in the industry on my show for now in my 37th year. I hope you'll take the time to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. Every Monday through Friday on my Facebook page, Dr. Jeffrey Burke, I post what I'm going to be talking about, who I'm going to be talking about, and what we're going to be talking about on my Facebook page. So let's say you go there in the morning and you say, oh, he's going to have them on today. That should be great. But, oh, I've got a meeting. I can't tune in. Courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producers, all my shows are recorded. They're podcast and archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Now, what that does is that allows you to go listen to the show that you wanted to listen to, or maybe re-listen to it because you didn't get time to hear it all, or you got a lot out of it and you want to send someone there for them to listen to it. All you got to do is go there and download the podcast, when it's convenient for you on your time schedule. So that's a really cool thing. I love technology. Of course, every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because they've been doing it right for a long time. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. A fully packed store with the best of the best from the companies that have integrity products and think of us, the consumer, first. The companies that are there, well, you know, they've worked hard to get there, and Marge is pretty strict about who she lets in that store. So if they're there, they're the best of the best. And that makes it really convenient for us because we don't want to make mistakes and we want to choose from good quality products. Every day, bring your questions in to Stay Healthy for the most knowledgeable staff and the best customer service and a full service environment. They're dishing out peace of mind every day. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to leave your email address on their new webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and you can start getting all the benefits of the webpage. There's great information on there. It's a new page, and they're working on it right now. So I think you're going to find it to be really educational and very informative. The other thing is you can actually go there and listen to my podcast of the shows as well as going to my site. So either way, you can get the shows and listen to the ones that you want to hear. Remember to always remember to click the like button on Facebook on good pages like the Stay Healthy page. It keeps you connected. and it gives you those wonderful updates and informational profiles and things that are all important for us to know. So go to their Facebook page, give them a thumbs up, and stay connected to them every single day. Well, today I'm excited to have Carl and Joan Robinson back with me, always educational, and they are amazing leaders in our industry, and they have done such amazing things to be able to, you know, keep us informed and bring us a line of products that I love so much. A little background on my guest in case you're tuning in for maybe the first time. Carl and Joan Robinson are health educators and co-founders of liquid dietary supplement manufacturer Cedar Bear Naturals, or as I like to call them, Herbs on the Go. They're awesome. A clinical and formulary herbalist and nutritional therapist with a master's of herbology in herbal pharmacognosy and pharmacology, Carl has been an insider to the herbal products industry for 30 years. Which is awesome. He was also involved in the passage of state legislation that in turn became the template for the federal government's Dietary Supplement Health Education Act of 1984 called DSHEA. Now, this is the 25th year anniversary. So you can imagine where we would have been had we not had that and where we are today because of it. So very, very important. He's also the author of numerous white papers and published works on educational courses on herbs and natural health. 30 years ago, he developed the unique multi-step approach to producing liquid herbs without alcohol. The Tinctrac process was born that Cedar Bear uses today. Joan is a traditional herbalist, a yoga instructor, a meditation facilitator, an organic gardener, and the former lead writer for a nationally distributed herb journal and natural health newsletter. She's also the daughter of an MD internist who co-founded the largest medical clinic in the Northwest. Joan had been afflicted with a disabling autoimmune condition when she was younger. She overcame it, utilizing natural holistic means. She's got amazing firsthand experience with using a natural approach to health building. And that took a lot of research because way back then, guess what? You had to do all the work yourself. There was no Google. There was no ask this person. There was libraries and books. So you can imagine how much work had to be involved to be able to get the information, to be able to move past it. Help me welcome my wonderful guests, Carl, Joan. Hey there.
Hello there. Good morning.
How are you guys?
Good.
Really good.
That is so awesome. I'm so glad to have you back. It is such an interesting thing how this conundrum, well, how it happens every single year. We have summer, and it's hot, and it's crazy, and it's driving us nuts. And then it starts to cool down. The kids go back to school. 3 weeks in, flu and cold season. Boom, boom, boom. Every year. And I don't know whether it's they've been out of the sun and outside, and now you put 30 kids in a room, and now everybody's sharing germs, and they're all sick, and they take it home to their parents, who take it to their coworkers. The teachers are getting bombarded every single day. So every year, earlier and earlier, we want to start talking about preparation for flu and cold season. I used to do this December 1st. We're in September. What does that tell you? That's how much earlier it's hitting. Why do you think this is? Are we weak? Are immune systems overloaded? Or is it our diet? Is it our, I mean, what is it? I'm sure it's a laundry list.
Yes, to all of the above. Well, one of the things is we are so interconnected that really a sneeze can travel at the speed of light from person to person to person to person. Clear across the globe because we do so much air travel. And in our communities is where it really concentrates.
And colds are virus-based, and they travel by air and also contact. But it's one of those things that gets in the air. And so, yeah, because it gets in the air, it can travel real fast that way.
And we've already seen it in our community. The kids went back to school a couple of weeks ago, and the parents are already getting sick. So, yes, great time to talk about this.
Where do you start? You know, the interesting thing about trying to get healthy and trying to do the right thing is a lot of people think that they find everything they need in a tincture or a tablet or a capsule or a powder. But, you know, the whole idea of utilizing these wonderful things in our diet is that they are supplemental to the normal things we do in our life every day, which means our sleep, our water consumption, our exercise, and primarily diet. So if we have to start with diet, Are there things that people can do now through this season, maybe into February and March, that they could maybe kind of adhere to that might give them a better foundation as far as food, or things they should definitely just stay away from?
Oh, I'd certainly say that one of those foundation things to start with is make sure you're drinking plenty of pure water and stay away from soda pops. Mm-hmm. They are health bombs. They're just like pouring bad things into your body. And so many people are way addicted to soda pops of all kinds, and they think that they're getting their fluids and they think that it's okay for them, especially if it's like sugar-free. No. Pure, clear water. Our bodies need it to function. The immune system and lymphatic system needs pure, clear water to be able to do their jobs. And digestion, too.
Do you well, and that's a big issue, you know, because we have so many people today that are doing everything they possibly can do to get through the day, but they're not eating well and they're not digesting or assimilating the food that they're consuming. And I got to tell you, that's an issue.
Well, one of the things that contributes actually to weakening the body as far as colds and sniffles and things like that is concerned, believe it or not, is stress and lack of sleep. Mm-hmm. It weakens the immune system, and it weakens the immune system's ability to respond quickly and efficiently. And when the body's in a constant state of stress, being uptight, it, you know, and then it's confronted with an immune incursion, it hasn't got the reserve strength to battle the incursion. So I think that along with water in today's world, you have to consider lifestyle considerations. And one of the most serious considerations, and I've seen this in my years of clinical work, I'll oftentimes ask somebody that has constant cycling of colds or their kids getting colds and stuff like that is, can you tell me about your sleep, you know? And some may say, well, I get plenty of sleep. My next question is, yeah, but are you getting plenty of good sleep, the kind of sleep that's necessary to be able to get completely refreshed, for the body to cleanse, do its night cleansing and do its night repairs and reset itself for the next day. So sleep is a consideration in all of this. And that goes right back to, are you drinking enough water? Or are you eating the wrong kinds of foods that trigger allergy responses, sensitivity responses, or just plain not conducive to, you know, getting a good night's sleep? And sometimes you can eat foods that are just fine in the earlier part of the day, but you try to eat them in for a dinner or in the later part of the day or even in the evening, it'll totally, totally whack up the sleep schedule.
Now, let me ask you, if we take it a step further, you know, is age a factor? Because, you know, they say that the flu and the cold is always much more harmful on people that are older. You know, sometimes I think that sometimes when people are older and sometimes they may be by themselves, sometimes they don't eat as well. I mean, I catch my mother sometimes skipping meals and it's noon or 1 o'clock and she hasn't eaten anything. And I think to myself, you know, that's got to be a factor as well, because that can weaken your system.
Well, there's two groups of people that are most weakened by the effects of colds, especially flus, and that is the young people and the older people.
Right.
And the reason why is that cytokine responses, which are normal, a cytokine response in the body is an immune response of marshaling all the defenses of the body so that it can battle the incursion and kick it out of the system. Well, the problem with elderly people and with the young kids, first of all, young kids do not have their immune systems developed quite enough to be able to handle a cytokine response without it going into a cascading, life-threatening situation. The problem with elderly people is that their immune systems now have weakened and are more sensitive, more brittle, and so when they're hit with this cytokine response, if it takes off, it can go into a cascading response and overwhelm the individual. And that's why you hear of these instances where young children and elderly people are so affected by certain kinds of flus and strains of flus. So, yes, yes, the elderly people have to take that into consideration, as well as parents with their younger children.
Now, when we start working our programs, you know, a lot of people take a multiple vitamin, a lot of people take omega-3s and vitamin D and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I seem like I'm perpetually retraining people on the mentality of herbs. Because somewhere along the line, and maybe it goes back to the time before we had the corner pharmacies and where we had all of the convenience of going somewhere and filling a prescription, when most of the medicines were coming from nature and trees and bark and shrubs and roots and grasses and flowers and things like that, when many of the medicines were actually coming just from nature, I think a lot of people maybe carried that mentality, and I may be stretching, but they carried the mentality that herbs were only medicine, that they weren't for building, they weren't for health, they weren't for well-being, they were for medicine, for a fix. So it seems to me that I do a lot of retraining with that mentality to tell people they're for everything, they're for every day, they're for building, they're for health, they're for balance, and they're for medicinal purposes as well. Do you find that you're retraining?
All the time, okay. Absolutely.
Yes, we do, and the unique thing about our herbal tinctures that we manufacture is they address not only those corrective aspects that herbs have been known for, and I wish we could talk more about that side and go really diving into it, but FDA doesn't allow it. But let's just say that, yes, there's that known aspect. But the neat thing about our products is we are also very aware of the nutritional micronutrient aspect, which is so important, especially when you're talking about building the immune system, talking about, you know, gently activating and pushing that immune system. Instead of doing it in drug-like fashion, we are able to help build the integrity of the immune system by way of this nutritional approach. Now, interestingly, in traditional Chinese medicine, Tibetan natural medicine, and Ayurvedic medicine from India, they actually look at herbs oftentimes the same way. They know that certain herbs are stronger. They're not going to be quite used every day in a nutritional sense. Other herbs are very, very gentle and can be used every single day because they have a more nutritive food quality. So the traditional herbal systems out there, they're very much recognizing of what, you know, the approach that we take. But as a general rule, you're correct. In Western herbalism, herbs were looked at as quote-unquote medicine.
I'd like to add, the word vitamin originates from the words vitalized minerals. And that is the approach we take, is our body needs vitalized minerals to feed every aspect of our body so it works and functions better. And it's really important to be eating whole foods, real foods, not packaged, prepackaged, fast foods,
deep-fried,
highly processed. We've got to get back to, if we want to be well, if we want to be healthy, if we want to have a vital, healthy life, we've got to be eating that way.
And we've got
and drinking
to be,
that way.
And we've got to be having our children eat that way, be introduced to, grow up with that, and then as they get older, they carry that into their own lives of being more self-sustaining and self-preparing of their own food. And we can turn this generational thing around that each succeeding generation is getting weaker and weaker. And make no mistake, each succeeding generation is getting weaker because this is verified by the fact that each generation of mothers coming along are showing weaker and weaker integrity in uterine health, in being able to carry babies to full term, and all the complications that are happening with pregnancy. This is a strong indicator of just what's happening to each generation that's rising. They're not getting stronger as far as their constitutional strength is concerned. They're actually getting weaker.
Wow. That's a pretty big statement, you know what? And I think I'm probably agreeing with that because we're seeing weakness in many other parts of our culture as well. So why not there?
Yeah.
You know, the interesting thing that I think a lot of us have to, you know, really just kind of take a step back and be really honest with ourselves is, you know, and ask ourselves, I mean, are we doing everything we should be doing? Am I supplementing the things that I know are missing? Am I taking the time to really put ourselves into a better balance of health? You know, and I would think most of us would say no.
Well, I think if most of us, I think if we were honest with ourselves, we would be a resounding no. The next question to that is, so what are you going to do?
Yeah, that's right.
It's easy to identify problems, which I guess, you know,
now
human nature
is. Problem.
Now we have to solve the problem. And you know what, folks? It doesn't have to be hard. You can do it in a transitional fashion. It doesn't have to be expensive. There's a huge amount you can do for yourself. Many of you don't live in a country in the rural area like we do, where we have these large gardens that we teach from and things like that. You may live in an urban situation, in an apartment, no less. So grow a little pot of your herbs. See if you can get with the owner or the manager of the place and go on the roof and set it up so you can do a rooftop garden. A lot of them will allow it as long as you don't make a mess, because when you put those gardens in and you're watering those gardens, you're actually dropping the temperature of the roof, which takes down the heating bills, I mean the cooling bills during the summer, and because they're on top there with no trees in the way or anything like that, full sunlight, you can grow fantastic tomatoes in a small grow box. You can grow hot peppers in a small grow box. You can grow all kinds of plants and flowers and bring some beauty and some nutrition that you grew into your life. So I just thought I'd throw that out, because we have two daughters that do that, that live in urban areas and live, you know, in apartment situations.
Yes.
You know, I have friends that live in Santa Monica, California. If you've ever driven down there along the Pacific Coast Highway, you'll see that there's an area right near the Venice Beach area where there's a huge area and it's all divided with little fences. And there's private gardens there that people either go into with their neighbors or they have their own. And I'd say they're probably about maybe 15 by 15. And they go there and they grow their vegetables. They have little gates and everything. Some of them have wind chimes and all that kind of stuff. But I think it's so cool. And if you happen to be walking around there, you'll see people out there tending their gardens and planting their herbs. And I always thought it was kind of cool. And you got that wonderful air coming in from the ocean, which is literally right across the street, coming in and blowing in. So there's a plenty of moisture in the air. And, you know, but it's just kind of cool, because, I mean, I took for granted that I grew up in the Midwest in the middle of the country, and we had a gigantic garden out in our backyard. And I never thought anything of it until you move somewhere where you have no place to be able to have or grow anything. So I love your idea of just doing little pots and things like that. That's a good way to get started.
Well, then there's one other way. What you saw there in Santa Monica was what's called a community garden. These are community gardens, and they're done either by the city or town themselves or by apartment complexes who may have a little extra land, and they provide it for their tenants to use. So that's another thing. If you're in a town, seek out a local community garden. Usually they work on the basis of two different approaches. One is a common approach where everybody's growing it all, and then at the end of the year, they go and they harvest it and they split it up evenly. Or they divvy it up for each family or grower, so they have their own little plot for their own little doing. Either way, it's also another viable way of bringing a bit of the country into the community. So, and now I mentioned these. I brought this stuff up because to build the immune system, you have to do it with natural, good food, good water, plenty of sleep, plenty of activity, keep the, you know, the what they call the fluid moving and
that
things like that.
That we haven't mentioned is the exercise and movement that we have to do
and,
for our health.
Yeah, and so I'm bringing all these up because this is what underlies a healthy immune system. You can take all the herbs in the world, even our herbs, all the vitamins and all the nutraceuticals and all the probiotics and all that stuff, but if you're not doing a foundational day-to-day lifestyle approach that is conducive to building your immune system, giving you a healthier life, and helping your mind to work in a more fluid fashion,
you're not doing all you can do.
You're not doing all you can do.
I'd say also frequent your community farmers markets. They're wonderful places to socialize, and it's in the bigger cities and vibrant communities. They're just amazing. If you've not gone to farmers markets, do so. Make it a regular part of your life.
And now I'm going to give a little secret here that a lot of us in the country know about, and those of us that have studied concerning how the body builds its immunity, and that is vitamin A. Vitamin A is, everybody talks about vitamin C.
And D.
And D and all that. But vitamin A is very, very important to liver health, and the liver is so involved in the immune system. So it's known to us that have a background in biochemistry that if you, during the time when the orange squashes come on, I'm talking about the Hubbards, I'm talking about the banana squashes, I'm talking about the winter squashes, mm-hmm. if you'll spend 2 or 3 months eating a good portion of steamed or baked squash, that includes pumpkin, by the way, folks. It's not always has to go into a pie. It's delicious as a side plate, a vegetable, as far as that's concerned. But if you'll do that 2 to 3 times a week, and you do that through 2 or 3 months going into the cold, cold season, it will build up the reserves of vitamin A in the liver, and it has a huge benefit on the immune system. What's interesting, when those reserves are finally built up in the liver, you'll suddenly get the feeling like, ugh, I've had enough of this winter squash. I don't want any more. It's not that there's anything wrong. That's your body telling you, okay, you've got my vitamin A levels up in the liver. You can back off a little. That's pretty simple, isn't it?
It sure sounds simple, but you know, some of the simplest things or the things right in front of our nose are the hardest things for us to see and the hardest things for us to do.
Sometimes.
And there's a lot of good recipes out there how to do it. Put a little butter on it, a little cinnamon on some of them, you know, things like that to really flavor it up. And for those of you that don't like squash, I guarantee if you try to prepare it in different ways, you'll find a way where you'll love it.
You know, so we know that diet is really important, and you know what we're consuming. You know that old thing, you are what you eat. I mean, I think that's very, very true, and probably more true today than any other time. You know, because it's not just about eating and chewing and swallowing; it's about choosing correctly, then eating, swallowing, and digesting. So that's very, very important. You know, so yeah. we have to realize that we have to be able to utilize what we're consuming, and then what is it that we're consuming. And is there anything in it that we can benefit from? So obviously that's very important. As far as the line of products from Cedar Bear, would you say starting at square one with something more multiple based as your foundation would be first, and then work our way into prevention, and then maybe our way into medicinal?
Very good. Very good.
Absolutely.
Yes. So you want to build your full vital integrity. A really, really good start with your builders is our herbal blood builder, which gives a lot of those nutrients that your body needs for the immune system to function right, digestive system to function right. So the herbal blood builder is kind of an unsung hero often.
Another one is our antioxidant.
It's the herbal minerals.
That would be the next.
Yeah, the herbal minerals is really building in your, there's that vitalized minerals approach. And the immune builder, it's one of my favorite formulas for helping me to support my health on a daily basis because it strengthens the immune system and the nervous system without stimulating. So it's a good strengthener.
You know, there's a lot of people out there that are, there was a time when I think a lot more vegetarians kind of went the herbal route. And I'll admit, when I first started 40 years ago, we concentrated more on the vitamins and the minerals, and the herbs were kind of there. But it was an area I didn't really dive into until I was in the industry for maybe 2 or 3 years. And I remember I just started telling myself, you know, these are here for a reason. You need to learn about these. So oh, I really started doing it, and that, like Adele Davis, and you know, you had to read these books because there was no other thing. So I was checking out research books, and some of the books you couldn't even take out of the library. You had to go there and read them there, and hopefully they were available and somebody else wasn't reading them. You know, but I learned a lot, and once I really started to build a foundation of knowledge of herbs, I remember having that aha moment. I was just like, you know, these are not just, this is part of this industry. It's not just a sector, it's a big part, and we have to be able to incorporate it into the mentality of just a vitamin and mineral.
Yes, yes. Now, a foundation mineral that is absolutely essential for life itself is iodine.
And it's huge in our immune responses. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Without iodine, you can't have a complete immune response.
I mean, I was waiting for you to do that today because I think it's that important. And, you know, we talk a lot about iodine with thyroid and stuff like that. So I'm glad. I would love for you to talk about iodine because I think that it really does make a good sense. But it also works with the other formulas that you mentioned.
Absolutely. Now
we're talking here of our type of iodine, I might add.
It's absolutely
different than the other iodines, which are reduced mineral-based iodides like potassium iodine, which we have research that shows that it actually stops the efficient uptake of the iodine part in the body. You have to use an elemental iodine that's been specially prepared like ours is, so that its pure iodine can be converted in the body into mm-hmm. the monoiodide that it uses, which is used by all the tissues, the thyroid, and in many of the processes of making the thyroid hormones and the metabolism, which is absolutely essential to a proper functioning immune system.
You know, I have a friend of mine that uses your Zodine and loves it. They say it's completely different than anything they've ever used, and it is, isn't it?
It is. Well, it's the one thing we do that's not herbal, but it's because in looking at what the body needs, that mineral is so essential, and there were no products on the market that were truly healthy for the body, that the body could absorb it. So we created the process. We developed it.
Most seaweeds have two problems with them. The iodine is locked up in what's called cross-linked polysaccharide matrix and does not let go of the iodine very easily, even when it's cooked and everything like that, which can destroy the iodine. Sublimate it. And so that's the first thing. The other thing is a lot of seaweeds have more bromine in them than they do iodine. And if they're not properly prepared in a traditional fashion, like not being done today with a lot of seaweed products, you end up loading the body up with a bunch of bromine, which is an iodine antagonizer. And it mimics iodine and replaces iodine in the iodine receptors and creates all kinds of problems. So when I saw that, and I kept looking at all these things I was dealing with that just kept sitting there, everything started pointing towards iodine. And as I got deeper into my research, I went, oh my gosh, there's not an iodine product out there that is really conducive to biological systems as far as nutrition is concerned. Mm-hmm. And that put me on a road to developing a form of iodine, a picocolloidal iodine that is pure elemental iodine. No other minerals are in it, no potassium, no sodium, no calcium, just iodine in a base of glycerin, which stabilizes it using our special process. And like your friend said, it is an unusual iodine. There's nothing like it out there.
A few drops a day is what your body is just like craving and needs.
Let me ask you a question. When we had trouble in this country with goiter and iodine deficiencies, it seems like it took a long time for the establishment or the food manufacturers to actually get to the point when they were like, you know, we need to put some iodine in some of this stuff.
Well, they never said we need. The government.
Government made them.
And the reason why was the goiter was epidemic.
Yeah.
It was actually epidemic. And that was back at the turn of the century.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say the century, the 19th going into the 20th century. And so they mandated that the iodide be put in salt and all baked products. Well, during the 80s, the rule for iodine being in all baked products was lifted. And in its place, the bakers started shoving bromine. Why did they put bromine? Because it's a dough conditioner that also helps the dough to rise faster. So commercially, it made it cheaper for them to do their products. The problem is, without the iodine, our commercial baked products, unless it says bromine-free on the flour or in the baked products, it's full of bromine, which is an iodine antagonizer and actually undoes the good stuff in our bodies that iodine is supposed to do. Only a few salt manufacturers even put iodide in their products anymore. And if that iodide salt sits on the shelf too long or is in the warehouses, the iodine actually liberates from the salt, and you're still left with something that doesn't have iodine.
And if you cook with the salt, then it liberates it, and it doesn't get to your body
exactly. Also.
So
it's a conundrum. Mm-hmm. It's called the iodine conundrum.
Well, let me ask you a question. If you were to stand in the middle of Times Square in New York and look in every direction, what would be the percentage of people that you think should be using iodine?
Everyone.
Mm-hmm. Unless they come from Japan, you'd see a few people from Japan in there, maybe
South Asia.
South Korea. These are people that are seaweed rich, eat a lot of seafoods and stuff. I'd have to say 99.9%.
Especially pregnant women and young children. That's when it's most important.
And elderly people. I might add, elderly people are...
Yes, absolutely.
Couple drops a day, you know, maybe, what, 3 to 6 drops?
Yeah, 3 to 6 drops a day. That over time, does it? And, you know, in the beginning, they may want to do what's called an iodine loading protocol. They may want to double or triple the daily intake for, I'd say, 2-3 months, and then just go back to the maintenance level.
I have a lady friend of mine, and she uses a teaspoon of raw honey every day. And on her spoon, she puts a teaspoon's worth, but puts it on a tablespoon. And she puts her 6 drops of the iodine, your iodine, in the honey and takes it every morning.
That's
I
excellent.
Love it. That's
yeah,
great.
That's excellent.
Now, if she
I'm
was...
Big,
if she,
I'm a big champion of the old apple cider vinegar honey regime that helps to build digestive integrity and all the stuff that it's claimed for. I'm a big champion of it. But putting the iodine, that's a new one. I've never heard that. I'm going to try that.
Somebody just chimed in, and she says, I add honey and my iodine to my green tea. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Beautiful.
In fact, that's very good to do. That's a very good thing.
They work together well.
They work together quite well.
Here's another question for you. It says, when I listen to you guys, I always want to take every single thing that you say. In my tea in the morning, I add 3 or 4 of your products. I add the vitamin. I add minerals. I have something for the immune system. She goes, I add the thyroid. And I add the iodine. She goes, I put that in my green tea 2x a day, 3x a day if I happen to feel something coming on. Is it okay? Do they work well together? I think that's what I'm taking away from this.
Well, I think I believe, she's doing the right thing. We would call that she's making her own herbal cocktail.
Yeah.
And by the way, when you drink tea and you're doing it for health purposes, that's an approach to herbalism. That's one of the approaches to herbalism.
It's ancient.
1 or 2 cups of tea a day. So, yes. She's doing it right, and she's doing it in a way that works for her.
Well, and the formulas and the single herbs and cedar bear products, they dance well together. They work well together. You're just making a super formula when you put 2 or 3 formulas together. It's a super formula.
And they not only work with our products, they work with the wonderful other companies' probiotics, other companies that do mineral ascorbic acid, meaning, you know, things like calcium ascorbate and sodium and magnesium ascorbate. It works well with those products and works with juice concentrates. Our products mix very, very well with other product offerings out there, and they actually have a synergizing effect on each other.
You're going to love this. This is really interesting. It says, thank you for your show. I love your guest. I never miss them. If I happen to miss them, I get the podcast. My question is, and more of a statement, I have three kids and I make smoothies for them every day. My daughter is 13, and at her last checkup and blood work, the doctor said she was low in iodine. There was nothing I could do to get the iodine into her. She would not take it. So I make the smoothies every morning, have for the last 6 months, and I pour them in glasses, and I add your iodine to hers, and I stir it in. She has no idea it's in there. We just got back from the doctor about a week ago. He checked her levels, and her levels were amazing. And
oh,
she was sitting there with...
I'd sure like to, if she's willing to, have her send the before and after and basically write down that the only thing she changed was, you know, using our iodine. That would be great, you know, to put in our files that, you know, that they take it. And there is a measurable difference that takes place if she'd be willing to do that.
I'll send her a note. You got it.
Great.
Because that would be beneficial for other people as well. So.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the iodine, you don't have to take it straight. It is, it's pretty strong tasting. It's not bad. I like it. Mm-hmm. But you can put it in a little, you know, in a half a cup of water, and you won't taste it. You won't even know it's there.
I said, this is funny. I said, she says, I am Japanese, and I make Japanese food for my husband all the time. And he won't eat seaweed, so I use the iodine from Cedar Bear, and I actually add it to his soy sauce and other things that he uses. He can't taste it, but I know he's getting it.
Absolutely.
Great. I love it.
Boy, these women and these moms, they are creative. I got to give it to them.
You betcha. You betcha. Oh, I would like to insert, because we started out with this coming into strengthening and fixing your, you know,
yes,
your immune system. In our society, we have, as you mentioned earlier, gotten so dependent on thinking, doctor, fix me, right?
Sure.
So I get a sore throat, I'm not feeling well, go to the, especially the child, go get an antibiotic. Our antibiotics are becoming resistant. I mean, the bacterias and whatever's to antibiotics, and viruses don't, you know, respond to antibiotics anyway. But every time you take an antibiotic, or give it to your child, you're damaging the gut flora of the body, the digestive system, which is so vital for our immune function. So there are herbs to help fix that, help fix the gut flora, and that is, we have a powder arco blend that is wonderful. And I just want to say, people, try to avoid antibiotic use. And when you do have to, because some of us have to at some times, then do the probiotics. Take care of rebuilding your gut flora. It's very, very vital for your health.
You know, something else that comes in, I think a lot of people, you talked about, and we mentioned the one person that wrote in about little cocktail that she makes every day. You know, just doing that in the morning, let's say you only do it once a day, but you do it before you leave the house in the morning, and you leave with all of those benefits of the immunity and maybe your thyroid, maybe your energy, maybe your multi, maybe your minerals, and you're mixing it up, and you drink it before you leave the house in the morning. What a great way to start the day. It can make changes that you may not even expect.
Absolutely. It's a great way to start your day.
Now, real quick, I had a mom just chime in. She says, I know you have some products for kids when they're sick. Do you have products for kids to keep them from getting sick?
You know, and that's where the ones we mentioned earlier that are such a support. The Immune Builder is a wonderful formula for that. Blood Builder, Herbal Blood Builder. Herbal Minerals, absolutely. Herbal Minerals helps build their bodies multiple ways on all levels of their being, very structural strengthening. So those are some really good support formulas to do on they can be done on a daily basis.
Here's a question for you. It says, I have a lot of vitamins and things that I use, but I have added three or four of like the basic products in your line. I added in the minerals, I added in a vitamin, I added in something for my immune system. I'm taking them with everything else that I'm using, and it's made a difference. I didn't want to use one or the other. I wanted to use both.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, I think just sometimes people, when they start getting interested, they think they have to, you know, bargain one for the other, but you don't have to. Sometimes they're synergistic. They work well together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so a little bit of a different philosophy. Another question just came in. It says, I just got back. We've been traveling. We were overseas. We got sick on the plane. We've been using some of the formulas that you have for your immune system, which we traditionally do, that we left at home and forgot to bring. So now we're taking them like every couple hours. Can we overdo it like right now because we know we need more?
It's pretty hard to overdo it with those particular products as far as our pink tracks are concerned.
You know, that is actually the best way to deal with health, having herbs help your health in a crunch,
yeah,
is a little bit frequently. We tell moms of a 2 or 3 year old that the little one's gotten, you know, red nose, runny eyes, and, you know, grab that wild cherry respiratory blend and the immune and seasonal support, and give a few drops every few minutes, you know, a dropper full every 15 minutes, that sort of thing, depending on their age and size, and you'd be amazed how quickly it helps. If your sinuses are giving you troubles, the sinus support blend, that's one of the fastest acting you'll find out there. It just does wonders.
I think what she meant was, you know, can I hit it heavy?
Yeah,
right now,
you
know, and I think that's what she kind of meant. Can we hit it heavy now while we're suffering until we get things back under control? Because it does happen. I mean, I've traveled before and for whatever reason forgot that part of my bag and I didn't bring it. And I was scrambling in the city I was in trying to find something. But of course, it's never what I wanted and not what I'm used to. And, you know, and then you get in an airport and you get on a plane and everybody around you is coughing and you're just like, oh, my goodness, I'm going to be so sick.
Yeah, and you can double the dose and quadruple the frequency. Absolutely. They're gentle herbs that in
Mary.
The main formulas that we've got created.
Well, you know, the thing is, you could be very gentle and extremely effective at the same time.
You betcha.
Here's a question for you. It said, Jeff, I have to tell you, I heard you talking with Carl and Joan the last time they were on, and you were talking about the flavor, and I know you always stress flavor because you know the palate is important for us. I picked up a few of the formulas, and I actually kind of almost held my nose at the beginning because I didn't know what to expect, but they were actually a pleasure on my tongue. See?
Absolutely. Oh, thank you so much. you know, they are. It's the way they're processed,
right,
in the tank track process, as well as that they don't have alcohol, that the flavor hasn't been ruined that way. But Carl's a master at formulating as well as the creation of the process itself. I've recently been doing, researching, rewriting of all our promotional materials, and so I asked the team to give me all of the single herbs because I wanted to make sure that if they taste good, I want to say they taste good. If they don't, I want to say, well, this one's not so much. I'm amazed.
I know.
Again, every time, how incredibly good tasting they are. It's a pleasure and it's a delight. It's just like, wow.
Well, you know that we talked about this before, and I just got about a little bit of a minute here, but when we did the one radio show where we tested so many of them while we were on the air, after
yes,
a while, it was my mission to find one that tasted bad, but none of them did. You know, so that was what was so great about it was, you know, I kept going, well, this one's got to taste terrible. But I was like, oh, shoot. And then I try the next one. I'm like, well, this one's got to have a nasty aftertaste, but it didn't. So that is such, you know, a great kudos to the formulary, you know, your formulas, your blends, your process, you know, because liquid herbs need to be here and we need to have. And we need to have the ones that work and the ones that taste good and the ones that are effective. And you guys have found a way to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
Thank you. And, you know, that is the best form for the body to utilize. They're liquid. They're bioutilizable, bioavailable. The body just can go, I know what to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment a drop enters your mouth.
Well, guys, we went straight through and didn't even take spots. So they will call this a great conversation. I wish you both well. Have a great day. I always look forward to our next chat.
Absolutely.
We'll see you next time. You take care. Stay safe. Stay healthy.
And we'll see you on the radio.
Yes, you will. Have a great day.
All righty. Bye-bye.
My guest today, Carl and Joan Robinson, representing their company, Cedar Bear. Cedar Bear Naturals, to be exact. These are liquid tinctures that are amazing. They're extremely effective, both the singular herbs and the blended combinations and the children's products. And they use glycerin and they do not use alcohol. So that is a huge plus, because a lot of people are probably from the old time will be used to have to only have the availability of them in alcohol. And they were quite repulsive. I'll be the first to admit it. I mean, many times I tried them and they would end up in the back of my cabinet because I just couldn't do it. But these are delicious and they're effective, and you can work them into your everyday routine. You can mix them, stack them, make a cocktail of different kinds. But Stay Healthy carries the full line. And of course, that Zodine, that wonderful iodine we talked about, they carry that as well. And that dosage is like a 3 to 6 drops per day. Very easy to use. You can take it all at one time, you know, but I'm glad that he did bring up iodine because it's important. Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Not only can they help you with all of your questions to your answers and your answers to your questions, whichever way you're going, maybe you want to make a statement and give them information and feedback. They love it. Or maybe you want to further your education by bringing a question to them, however it works. But they're there for you, and they are so good at what they do. They are very knowledgeable, very informed, very up-to-date, very relevant, and very passionate. And that's what makes getting healthy so much easier at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. If you're looking to get healthy, stay healthy, be healthy, all that good stuff, go to Stay Healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. I will be there today from 10 to 1, like I was yesterday. If you want to stop by and ask some questions, I will be there. Love to chat with you. You can bring your products. We can take a look at them. Or maybe you're trying something different. Let's talk. Come on by. Stay healthy. Remember, go to their new webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and make sure that you are entering your email address. Then you can print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase. And of course, go to their Facebook, give them a thumbs up, and you'll be connected with them every single day. They have great articles. They have great information. They share important posts. They tell you what's going on in the store, around the store, activities. They have a wonderful basket of the month promotion that they do most months. Right now, it's the Nordic Naturals basket. All you have to do is go in and say, I want to enter and win, and they'll have that drawing at the end of the month. You know, and bring information with you that you want to share with them, you know, and if you're confused, maybe you haven't been getting the right information, maybe it's time to search out a different avenue. Stay Healthy has the longevity. They're Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. So time and energy and longevity they bring every day. They carry only the best of the best, so you're not going to make a mistake in choosing your product. And also, they have great prices every single day, and you're going to find them to be, when you wrap it up all together, I mean, it just makes such good sense. You get to talk to real people. You get to hold real products. You get to ask questions one-on-one individually about you, because we're all different, and we need to make sure that what we're doing is chosen directly for us. And remember, if you're tuning in for the first time, this is the Staying Healthy Radio Show. I'm here Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 in the morning. If you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived every day, and you can listen to them on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Remember also, when you're on Facebook, give them a thumbs up at Stay Healthy, but go to my page as well, Dr. Jeffrey Burke. Give me a thumbs up. Every day I post the shows. I answer your questions on my page, and I also post things that I think will make you think, things that will make you maybe take a step back and remind you of some things you used to know. And I think that there's just a lot of things that, you know, information we need to make sure that we're sharing. So I thank you for tuning in. I hope you'll stop by, stay healthy, and check out Cedar Bear Naturals. Have a great day. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.